I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. When real spring weather finally arrives in the Quad Cities, it should make about 100 to 200 construction workers very happy. Here's an update on the I-74 bridge construction project. Project manager Danielle Mulholland from the Iowa Department of Transportation says over the winter, Lunda Construction completed 4 concrete pours to create footings for the main bridge arch, and a subcontractor, Michaels, completed 140 drilled shafts into rock below the Mississippi River. A total of 239 will support the bridge.
We're almost to the point now where we begin to see at least the formwork sticking out over the water. So those foundations are their primary focus. Those are what's going to take longest to construct. They're the largest and most complicated. So they're going to continue on that through the summer. And then we're also going to see them start working on the other piers in the slough and along the Bettendorf Bank as well.
Problems have cropped up now and then. For example, the large fabric curtains placed in the water to control sediment could not withstand the Mississippi's strong current.
We put the casing, we screw it into the river bottom so that everything that we're disturbing is contained inside that large pipe. And then we're able to isolate that from the rest of the water to make sure any material that we disturb isn't entered into the water body. So definitely a challenge that we have to work with, but it's something that we've got a very good handle on, and the contractor's got procedures in place to contain the water and treat the water and make sure that we're being good stewards out there of Pool 15 that we're working in.
All but one of the bridge contracts that include steel have been signed, with steel prices set. And Mulholland says President Trump's new tariff on foreign steel should not be a problem.
Right now, Iowa has one remaining contract with steel. It will be for the eastbound viaduct. So it would be a complement of what we're seeing on land in Bettendorf for eastbound. That one's not to the letting process yet. However, we are required to comply with Buy America requirements for our steel products. So we've already been in the practice of requiring American-made steel for our projects.
The bridge project manager can't say exactly how many jobs have been created by the $1.2 billion project, but she can say 100 to 200 people in the Quad Cities are working on it every day.
They work here, they eat here, they stay here, so it's definitely, you know, very widespread, and we can go on to talk about the other parts of the project that aren't even, you know, directly in the Quad Cities, like the fabrication of a lot of the steel is happening in Gary, Indiana, and they're working 24 hours a day in their plant. So there are a lot of things that stretch far beyond what we can physically see out there. So it's definitely a big impact.
As usual, Mulholland reminds drivers not to gawk at the barges, cranes, and workers while traveling on the existing I-74 bridge. There are safer ways to see what's going on, including a webcam and photos at i74riverbridge.com. I'm Michelle O'Neill.